Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you registered to vote in South Carolina, ma'am?
Yes, I'm a registered voter, but I vote every year. Every year that I have
okay,
voting, I vote.
Okay, politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yeah, southern. Yeah, the Southern Baptist state. At that.
Okay. Yes, okay. And do you support or oppose allowing, patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved, a list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
If the doctor recommended it and it's necessary, yes.
So it'll be support, right? Okay, and school choice gives parents the right to use, the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of the school choice?
Would you accept what now?
The concept of school choice.
Yeah, private
or private or public.
Yeah, that should be by choice. If you want your child public school, let them go.
Okay, support, right? Okay, recently the South Carolina legislature passed the Education, Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their kindergarten through 12th child from public schools and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other education expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
No, I oppose that because they want their child to go to private school, they should be able to pay.
Okay, so I oppose it, right? All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, currently only students in low-income families qualify, for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive?
I agree.
Okay, support that, right? Support, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education and Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Would that be more likely or less likely?
More likely.
All right. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profit over people or not?
Believe that they what now?
Do you believe that insurance companies, and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat. I agree.
Yes, I have yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, ma'am, do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone? Should or should not?
They should be responsible.
Okay.
Let a person overdrink, yeah.
Okay, South Carolina goes to a great length to investigate their state court judges to make certain, that they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helped produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
The process of doing what now?
South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain, that they are qualified and free from conflicts.
This is
usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best, candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
It might need to be changed. It might need a little more time.
So process works right now, right? So it's just okay.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. If the convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained you know, by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in, you know, which another individual is injured. Do you feel that employers should or should not be liable for compensation the victim for their injuries? Should or should not?
The person that hit them, should they be?
Yeah, the person that, you know, that employer on ID verification, you know, sold alcohol to a minor. And that minor then caused...
They should be held responsible also. Because it was sold to
them. Okay, sure. Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and do you believe that the insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties, you know, on a verdict from that they know are unable to pay their share, you know, of, you know, awarded damages? Should they or should not?
Should they not be awarded damages?
Okay, do you believe that insurance companies or corporations, you know, should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict from, you know, what they know are unable to pay their share of, you know, awarded damages? Should or should not?
Should not.
Should not. Okay, thank you. All right, now, Mark, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily, you know, occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of a legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
This is
about marketing by personal injury lawyers, you know, heavily occupy public advertising space. Do you think that helped the public perception of the legal profession or hurt the public perception?
Yeah.
Which one? Does help, hurt, or had no effect?
It had no effect.
Had no effect. Okay. All right, man. Many personal injury lawyers advertise, you know, that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
Sure.
Many personal injury lawyers, you know, advertise that they can get a large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their, you know, contingency-based legal fees? Or getting true justice for their injury client.
Maximizing their legal fees.
Okay. All right, man. We're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time. Okay. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claim the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, or have little or no effect on premiums, or are reduced premiums?
Somewhat increase.
Okay, all right. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential? Should or should not?
Should not keep a person's healthcare
decisions confidential?
Yes. I mean, I'm into health care. Yes. That's confidential.
So should, right? Okay. All right, ma'am. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene, you know, in LGBTQ gender affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18.
Under the age of 18, if a parent should do what?
Do you feel the government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender?
They should, because an underage person can make, under the age of 18, they can be making the wrong decision and not knowing any better.
So it should, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself to be a Democrat or Republican or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49?
64.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African American. Okay. And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male or female?
Female.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening.
Can I get paid for all my knowledge?
All right, ma'am. This is a volunteer survey.
You done had me on here almost 12 minutes.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.